Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We should not have favourites as broadcasters when it comes to the stories that we cover. And yet, I cannot tell a lie, this next story has to be up there for me. Of all the things I've had the great honour of covering in my brief time as breakfast radio host, this is a tale of heroism, of vulnerability, of close escapes, and of working towards the betterment of humanity. And I'm joined by astrophysicist Dr. Daniel Reardon. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, and thanks for joining. I don't want to give too much away to the listeners. I thought maybe you could take us through what exactly happened on the day in question, if you would be so kind.
Sure, absolutely. So you're talking about things that go on in self-isolation, and, you know, as a scientist, this is the kind of thing I do. I had an idea to tinker with some of my electronics and come up with an invention that created a buzzing sound if you were to bring your hands too close to your face. The idea being that we all need to stop touching our face, and it's something we do unconsciously, so this could have helped.
So, Daniel, for listeners to be very aware, before the story progresses, you were doing something very good for all of us in an attempt to, you know, fight the spread of this virus. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened, Daniel?
So, the device would feature something to be worn around the neck that buzzes if you bring your hands too close, and magnets would be worn on the hands, and the device would detect a magnetic field coming too close to the face. Mm-hmm. So anyway, these magnets, after I had potentially stopped with the invention for a short while, I was just playing around with them mindlessly on the couch, really, while watching some TV. And I started clipping them to my face, as you might with pegs or something. I'm not sure if other people do this, but that's what I do. I initially pegged these magnets to my earlobes, and then I progressed to my nostrils. And pretty soon, I was in some trouble when I clipped another set of magnets to my other nostril, and they all pinched together. And these are really strong neodymium magnets. They're not the kind of thing you can just trivially pull apart with your fingers. So having these magnets pinched together on the inside of my nose was a bit painful and a bit of a problem. I couldn't get them out.
And just to confirm, you are an astrophysicist.
That's right.
I want to make it clear, people shouldn't be trying this at home. What was the next step involved in the attempted removal, Daniel?
Well, the next step, so I had removed the magnets on the outside of my nostril, but of course, two remained inside on either side of my septum, and I couldn't get them out. They couldn't get out beyond the ridge at the bottom of my nose, and they were just pinching way too tightly to grab and pull. So, like all good scientists, when faced with a problem, I turned to Google, ran a search in the internet, and found that a previous case of an 11-year-old boy with magnets in his nose was solved with more magnets. So, in fact, I used my last remaining two magnets to try to offset the pull of the first ones in my nose, but unfortunately, I messed up, and those ended up in my nostril as well.
Okay, so this is like when I've got a frisbee stuck up a tree, I've thrown a shoe up, the shoes got stuck, I've thrown my other shoe up.
That's exactly it.
To those just tuning in, I'm speaking to Dr. Daniel Reardon, an astrophysicist who, in isolation, attempted to create a bracelet that would warn us when we touch our face, which would be a very helpful thing in stopping the spread of this virus. Along the way, though, he's now received, multiple magnets have become stuck up his nose. Is that correct, Daniel?
That's correct so far. So, yeah, with four magnets stuck in my nose, three in the left nostril, one in the right, I was running out of things to use to get them out. They simply can't be pulled out by hand. They're far too strong, and they're shiny, so it's a slippery surface as well. I tried removing them with pliers, but my pliers made of steel were attracted to the magnets, and when I got them close to my nose, my entire nose would shift towards the pliers, and it was quite painful.
Daniel, did you have witnesses? Was there an audience during this?
My partner was around, and she was in stitches laughing at me for about an hour. She actually works at a hospital, so I think she had realized we're probably going to need to go to the emergency room before I did.
And did you?
Yeah, I did. And one of the doctors tried using some tweezers to grab the magnets, but again, the tweezers were attracted to the magnets, and yeah, that wasn't working for them. In the end, I had two doctors working on me. One was pulling the magnets from each nostril, and they eventually got it out.
What did they say? What was their reaction? Were they compassionate or just shaking their heads sadly at this predicament?
Well, I think they enjoyed it. It was a pretty quiet night. Not many people were going to this hospital. It's not a coronavirus hospital, and other cases are pretty slow at the time. So I think they appreciated a good laugh.